So I think we're going to go to our first piece. We have on the line Caroline Kennedy from the National College of Ireland. So good morning, Caroline.
Hello, how are you?
Very good, and thanks a million for coming on. And I know you have a big event going on at the moment with your exhibition.
Yeah, we're very excited. It starts nearly an hour now, so we're just doing the final touches.
Oh, great. Well, it's good of you to take time out just so close to it. And are you looking for the public to come along to it?
I suppose what we've done is we've invited employers. So we have about 100 fourth-year IT students, and they'll be here displaying their projects and, I suppose, the culmination of their 4 years' work in NCI. And we've issued an invite to graduate recruiters to come and meet the students to discuss the project with them, and I suppose also perhaps graduate recruitment with them, and an opportunity for graduate recruiters to scout out some talent.
Okay, because certainly there was a report the other day that was saying that, you know, while unemployment in the country is still up around 10-14% or whatever, that in the IT sector, people are actually going abroad to recruit people. So, but you're there, you have graduates coming out every year. So it sounds like the future is bright for those graduates.
It is. I mean, there's a huge shortage of good quality IT people, I suppose, especially at graduate level. And in NCI, our unemployment rate for our 2012 graduates was 4%. So I suppose we're performing very well against the national unemployment rate.
Very good. And this is your students who are doing a general computing degree. Is it computer science?
Yeah. So today the students that will be there are students on a four-year software systems computing degree.
Okay.
Students doing business information systems, a four-year degree. And then Katie is sitting beside me here, and she's done a four-year technology management degree.
Oh, very good. And maybe we could have a quick word with Katie. Katie, are you displaying a project of your own at the event today?
Yes, I am indeed. I've came up with an idea that could improve the efficiency of Dublin Bus's refund system. So essentially what it is that instead of having to go into O'Connell Street to redeem your refund ticket, you basically push the four-digit code into the app and it would automatically add it to your Leap card. And, you know, that benefits Dublin Bus and the customer.
Oh, that's very clever, of course, because most of us just end up losing that money, don't we? It just sort of sits somewhere and we forget about it.
Exactly. And through my research, I uncovered that the average person who did my survey overpays by about €100 every year, and only about 30% are ever going into O'Connell Street to actually redeem their bus tickets.
Okay.
So it's a huge amount of money once you put it in on an annual basis, look at it from that way. So, you know, there is a market for this app.
Yeah, I would say so, and the timing is good because there's more of a culture now that people are happy with money coming in and out via their phones. Mm-hmm. People are doing banking on phones as well, aren't they? So if you're
exactly,
tying it,
yeah.
And you're tying it with the Leap card there, which of course is quite new.
Exactly, and I mean, if we had said, we basically get the redeem amount and put it onto someone's bank account, I don't think Dublin Bus or anyone would go for that. You know, the amount is then still in Dublin Bus's system, and it will incentivize use of the Leap card as well, which is really what they're trying to push at the moment.
Oh, very good. And I see there are other ideas that some of your colleagues have done, is a personal medical history app to an internet-controlled robotic car, which, of course, we'll probably all be driving in about 20 years.
Yeah.
Role-playing games, etc. And Katie, will you, I know you're exhibiting, but will you also be hoping to talk to recruiters, and what sort of a career are you looking at?
Well, I actually have accepted a job in Dell on a grad program there doing inside sales. Which I'm delighted about. So I start that in about 2 weeks. So I literally will have about a week's rest and then into the rat race I go.
Wow, that's straight into the workforce. No leisurely summers in swanning around Europe for you.
Yeah.
But good to get down on your CV so early in your career, and you know what you're...
Oh, yeah, it's brilliant.
What you've learned there over the last 4 years, I'm sure you'll go in all sorts of different directions.
For sure, yeah.
Caroline, to come back to you, what companies are going to be there today?
So there's a range of companies. I suppose we've got about 50 confirmed so far, and they include people like SAP, Workday, down to small Irish tech startups. So a complete range of everything. And I suppose last year there was a good few people who got job offers out of the showcase. So what we've done again this year is we've put aside a few interview rooms, I suppose. And the reason students like it is it allows them to meet students or employers in a much less formal setting than an intimidating interview. But we have interview rooms booked off the main atrium. So, you know, employers, if they do find a student they're particularly interested in, they can go off and have a more detailed chat off the side.
Oh, excellent. Okay. So then it's also teaching the students about networking and getting to know the right people.
Yeah.
And you're well positioned yourselves too, aren't you, down there in the NCI? Because you're actually quite close to a lot of these companies. You're in the IFSC, and a lot of that is happening at Docklands.
Yeah, no, like we've got a fantastic location. I suppose the Lewis stops right outside the door. We're right in the middle of the IFSC and near, very accessible really for all of Dublin. So yeah, it's good.
And can you tell us a bit about NCI in general? I mean, it's been a growing college, hasn't it, the last 4 or 5 years? I know you've added lots of different courses and modules, etc.
Yeah, we have indeed. I suppose we've 1,200 full-time students and 1,700 part-time students. And within that, in terms of full-time CAO courses, we're a free-fees college for, you know, BA honours in accounting, business, HR. We have a huge track record in HR. Also, a degree in computing, in technology management. And then from 2 years ago, we set up a self-funded psychology degree, which is really, really popular. And then in terms of part-time courses, we have degrees in HR, IT, business, and computing, cloud computing. We've just started data analytics. We've just got approval as well for a mobile technology master's. So quite, I suppose, niche in terms of business and IT, but varied within that.
Okay, and you're certainly running with what looks like being the careers of the next 20 years. What would be the mix in there between people who have come into you off the CEO system, you know, straight out of Leaving Cert, and maybe more mature students or people going back for a bit of postgraduate study?
Oh, I would say in the full-time undergraduate degrees, I would think there's about 20% mature students.
Okay, that's
quite... And obviously the part-time courses, everybody on those is over 23, so... Say if we were to take the HR degree as an example, the HR nighttime degree, that would be a mixture of people looking to break into HR and then other people who are working in HR and want, I suppose, a relevant degree alongside them.
Okay. And in terms of facility-wise, particularly for the computing degree, which we're talking about today?
Oh, yeah, we have three huge computing labs. We have a cloud competency centre. So, and then, you know, we have lecture theatres, obviously, all the normal things. You'd have. So, yeah, we have all the facilities for HR, business and computing.
Oh, very good. Okay. Yeah. And you obviously liaise quite a bit with the big companies in your area, yeah, and in the sectors that you're training your students in. So I think you have SAP there today and Workday. These are very big companies.
Yeah, we do. We have SAP. A few of our students, so the four-year degree students do a six-month work placement, the software systems and the business information systems degrees. They do a six-month work placement in industry. And I think two of them this year are with SAP, so they're coming back, I suppose, to look to meet some of the students they had last year on placement, to bring some of the students with them who are on placement this year. And, you know, I suppose other places we've placed students last year would be Microsoft, Lionbridge, Relex Payments, and then down to, I suppose, smaller high-tech startups as well.
Okay, because you're talking there about the very, very big multinationals that are in the tech or related sectors in Dublin, but also... It's good to hear that the smaller, maybe startup companies, the really dynamic young companies that are maybe feeding off the Googles and the SAPs,
yeah,
that they're also getting involved with students, because, I mean, they'll need to work together, won't they? They need to engage together as the years go on.
A huge amount of our students with tech startups, because you get such a variety of experience and you're in at the very start, a very broad, very varied role. You know, you learn how to network, all of that. So, you know, the experience you can get in a tech startup can't be underestimated at all.
And indeed, I'd say a lot of your students will go on to be tech startup people themselves. So such as some of these ideas from today, I'd imagine some of those could be quite feasible.
Yeah, definitely. And Johan, say, who's got the Grafton Medical History app, I know his app has been downloaded already over 500 times from the App Store. So the idea would be some of the projects are there to be commercialised, all right.
Okay, and app design, what's required for that? I don't know, maybe Katie could answer that. Are you talking about, do you need to have a detailed knowledge of writing code?
Well, from my point of view, anyway, my degree would be, you know, looking at IT from an arts point of view in terms of management and problem solving. So for me, as more of a front-end developer, like I like the likes of web design and stuff, it is getting more approachable for people who aren't very good at hard programming languages. There's software like PhoneGap, which is basically a software that you can create any kind of app using HTML, CSS, you know, very basic programming coding languages. And so it is becoming more approachable. And I mean, there's a lot of resources online and a lot of resources in the college for anyone who wants to create an app. It is becoming a lot easier.
Okay, so I presume you can presumably buy in a certain amount of coding skill, and then if you bring the business analyst and project manager skills to it, you you're pretty good to go. Well, listen, we're around the time there, guys, so that's been really interesting, and I'm sure our listeners would like to know a bit more about it. Do you have a quick website people could look at that I could just mention?
Yeah, we have, I suppose, if you go to ncirl.ie and you go to the news and events section, there's all details on the different projects that are there and links to the booklet showcasing the projects, and that are on the news section of the website.
Okay, and indeed people can find out about the college there and courses they might be interested in.
Exactly, ncirl.ie is everything.
For the future. Okay, well listen, best of luck, Katie, with the project and with your new job next week in Dell.
Thank you very much.
Not at all. And Caroline, thank you for all the information and for coming on.
Great, thank you.